Hey everyone, John Jonas here from replacemyself.com, where I teach you how to replace yourself by outsourcing to the Philippines. Today I have Marvin Webster on the phone with me, and this is going to be really great. Marvin has an amazing story and there's so much to learn from him. And he is in the Philippines. He moved there. He came to a seminar that we did in the Philippines just over a year ago. And it changed his life. He's going to talk about it. He's in the Philippines. So just so you know, there's a good chance that this phone call is going to be broken up into multiple pieces because we started this once and Marvin's internet dropped. And so we're going to try this and see how it goes. Marvin, you there?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello from Manila.
So I'm super excited to have you because I love your story and the things that you've done and how outsourcing has changed the ability for you to make your business happen and the possibilities opened up it's such a cool story. So, and I don't know where you want to start.
John, you're absolutely right. The day that I heard your name the first time and it was on a webinar that you were doing with another internet marketer in the latter part of January. And I went ahead and bought your program at the time. And one of the things you said was to hire your first employee within 2 days. And I'm a firm believer that if you take action, it may be wrong, but at least you get something going. And so I hired my first employee February 1st, I must have been the 28th of January when you said that, because it was 2 days later. I hired my first employee. It was one of the employees that you had already pre-found. I think I paid you $300 for her, and she was a super employee. And then you had a retreat in Boracay, which is a beautiful beach in the Philippines. And all of a sudden I thought, hey, this is a good chance to have Uncle Sam help me pay for a trip. And so I decided to come here. And at that time, I had 6 employees, within 2 weeks. I don't recommend people do that. I started off too big and didn't know how to.
Okay, wait, Marvin, are you still there? Oh boy. Dude. Unbelievable, these internet problems. Hopefully he'll come back. Okay, sorry, we just got cut off. And so now I got Marvin on his cell phone instead of on Skype. So, well, I know you got cut off. You were saying you hired 6 people and you don't recommend that people do that. Can you continue with that?
Well, unless you really have your game plan in order, know exactly what you're going to do, have all the processes lined out, and know what you're going to put the people to doing. 6 people is, it's almost like information overload. It's employee overload to start with. And I wouldn't go more than 2 if I did it over again. But I was really gung-ho from everything that I had listened to you. And, you know, you said hire your first employee in 2 days. And I think that's important. Have the courage to just do it, because the way you learn is after you've got the employee. So I decided to come to your retreat. I think that was in February. So I bought a ticket to the Philippines, and I was really just planning on coming down here for a vacation, and then I was going to go to Davao, where my employees were, and meet with them. And I learned so much in your retreat that was way beyond the phone call. You got into the culture of the Philippines and how to treat people, and just a lot of things that were really, you know, important that I took to heart. And so I left the retreat and went to Davao and spent 2 days in I intended to have a training session, but it turned out to be more of a training session of me and establishing relationships with people, because that was more important than the knowledge that I was going to put into them that could be purchased through your site. I mean, you had the training already there. I didn't need to do all that. And so I spent those 2 days really developing relationships with those 6 people. And when I left there, I think we actually kind of had a love for each other. It was, they felt a lot of respect that I had left the United States and come all the way to Davao to meet them. And I felt that they had made a transition of fear You know, when you hire an employee and you're a small businessman, their first fear is, am I even going to get paid at the end of 30 days? And so after spending that time and developing those relationships, I had a platform to build something on, but I didn't really know at that time what I was going to build. And that became the challenge. And so, excuse me, I spent several months trying different things, and most of them, to be real honest, didn't work. We were trying to sell digital products, like most marketers are, trying to build sites with affiliate links. We were doing all the things that you hear to do. And I thought, I've got to get out of the box here and try something different if I'm really going to get maximum effect on this. And so we decided to make a huge transition and completely dump digital products, ClickBank, all of that. We we decided we were going to go hard products that people could hold in their hand. And I bought when this really started to solidify was in January of this year when I bought a program called Project Blueprint Black Edition, and it had all of the steps to build online stores all outlined. Plus, I had learned a lot of things about syndication and video and ways to build backlinks that weren't covered there to add to that. And so we just outlined, we took that, the outline of that program and started identifying to build a store from the very beginning. You have to have market research, and it's got to be right on the money, because if that's off, the whole store is going to fail. And we identified every single process that had to be done, and then we went in and did a time study on each process. If it took 5 minutes, if it took 10 minutes to do it right.
Wait. So, because I want to make sure we understand this. You had tried a whole bunch of things, selling digital stuff, which is so much of what's taught today, which is fine. And it works for some people and it doesn't work for some people. And it hadn't worked for you. And so instead of, I love this, instead of pouting, instead of saying, oh, this crap doesn't work and throwing your hat down, you adapted it. And you went and figured something else out that you understood and could make work. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So then you're talking about, you took all the processes that you knew. So this is, you know, your education from, you know, working on digital products, the education that you've gotten in internet marketing, you're taking that and you've defined all of the steps that need to happen in order to market these physical products. Is that right?
Well, yeah, our goal was to build a store a week when we decided, and our goal right now is to build 100 profitable online stores. And
wow.
And I thought, well, we can put out a store every week, but we want 10,000 backlinks to these stores. I mean, we know we have to have 200 visitors a day. If I can't get them organically, I've got to buy it. And I don't want to buy traffic if I can, you know, if I can get it organically. So we looked at what it would take to accomplish every single step. And the most minute detail was written down.
I love it. Oh, I gotta write this down. I'm taking notes.
Okay, and so then we knew that if we built the first store, the processes for store 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 were going to be the same. We're just going to be looking at a different niche. And so it took a while to, you know, run these time studies, and then we started getting employees that were very skilled in each area. And we had kind of a firm understanding with our employees, because this has to work like a clock. And if one person doesn't do their processes, it throws the whole store into a delay. And so what we did is we came up with a profit sharing program where 25% of everything the company earns goes into the employees' profit sharing. We were paying them, by this time we were paying most of our employees $275 and $300 a week, except for one person with 8 years experience in internet marketing who's a business manager, and I'm paying her $600, but she's worth that because she understands so much. And so our payroll was less than what we would have even been paying in taxes in the United States.
Okay, wait. I want to go back and talk about your time trials.
Okay.
Because you explained it to me before, and I think this is awesome. I think it's such a good idea, and it's something I've never done. You guys, explain that. What did you do? What was the purpose? Why? What? How did you do it?
Well, we didn't want to put too much work on any one employee. We don't have employees punching the clock. Everything is objective driven. And so we wanted to give every employee about 6 hours worth of work a day, or 30 hours a week, and then the other 10 hours have discretionary. But we wanted to get their job done, and we didn't want to overload anyone. So we timed every single process and how long it took. And then it was like fitting the pieces of the puzzle together. You can, you know, here's an employee that has really good skills in this area. Let's just say we were looking at the market research, and we went through everything that had to be done. And there's a lot of tools. I won't get into them, but we use a lot of tools to make sure that we're moving into niches that where we can win. And then our goal is to dominate the front page of the search engines. And I don't mean just one and two. I want all 10 of those links if I can get them. So we decided, how do you go about doing this, and what do you have to do? And we determined that it would take about 10,000 backlinks on each store to accomplish that. And we just backed into that and said, what has to be done to get 10,000 backlinks? And so we developed the processes all the way through. And about half of our staff is developed for, we have 8 people employed now, and 4 of them work on traffic, nothing but traffic, because that's the hardest part. The store, building the stores was easy. Getting the products was, we had to work on that. But the traffic was the key. And so once we had all these processes identified, then we could keep each employee busy without overloading them and not have to watch the clock. We knew how long it should take. And then the next thing was is that every employee was expected to have backup. If they couldn't complete their processes, they had to get it done. We didn't care if there was a death in the family. Your processes have to be done. And that was kind of a tough approach to take. But if anybody failed the system the way we were putting it together, the whole store would fail and be stopped. So everybody had to train somebody to back them up if something happened. And the way we did it, we put a very lucrative, especially for the Philippines, profit-sharing program together to where 25% of the profit is being handed out in 13th-month bonuses. Anybody that joins your program will learn what the 13th month is. But then we told our employees, our goal is to build 100 online stores, and when we have the 100 stores that are all making money, we're going to try to sell them. Sell the whole network, because I'm 60 years old, my partner's 60 years old, and we think in 2 years we can get 100 stores online making money, and who knows what the price tag of that is, but we feel like it could sell for upwards of $1 billion. I mean, you've got companies that don't make money, like YouTube, that sell for $6.5 billion. What's 100 stores that are all making money? Our margins, I'll just give you a few figures here. Average product that we sell is about $200. And the average profit margin, not counting one-time offers, and that's really where your profit is, but not counting one-time offers, is about 28%. So we make about $50 a sale. So our goal is to have 200 visitors, because our conversion rate is about 0.5%. And people may say, well, that's not what I hear on all the everybody tells me you're going to close 6%. Well, good luck. We tried to be realistic, and 0.5%, and that's even using targeted keywords that show consumer intent to purchase, and it still runs about 0.5%. So we have to have 200 visitors to a store to make one sale a day, which is $50. And that's our goal, is to get $50 coming in every day from every store we build, and then to eventually have 100 stores. And so when we put that plan together and started working on it, you know, the hardest part was identifying every single process. And there's still some flexibility there where we have to make changes as we see things that aren't working. But the goal is to build a store, get 10,000 backlinks, and that requires a lot of work. You've got article writers, you've got press releases, link wheels, all kinds of things that have to be built to get that kind of traffic, one-way links. And so once we had all those processes down, it's just a matter of replicating that week after week once the machine is in motion. And we have had, since we started working on this, and we're still in our infancy, but we have had one employee that we let go because we have a three-strike rule. If you fail to turn your work in on deadline three times, you're gone, and you lose your opportunity for the profit sharing. But the big deal is that when we sell the company for whatever, in 2 years, when we get our 100th store and we start trying to find a buyer to buy the entire network, we're going to give 25% of whatever we sell it for back to the employees. And we literally think that it can make some Filipinos millionaires. And we're hoping for it, and they're hoping for it. And so it really provides a great incentive to them. And then the other side of the coin is we cannot accept failure. We're not an excuse-driven company. Three strikes, and you're gone. And we have only had one employee that has had a strike at all, and they had three, and they're gone. Everybody else performs to perfection because the incentive, they believe in what we're doing. And you taught me this. You talked about how the sensitivity and the loyalty and the productivity of Filipino employees. And it's not even on the same page as working with American workers. They are so receptive to learning, and they're so respectful. It's just a different environment. And on top of that, what we discovered was that the Philippine government gives us a totally free ride on taxes, none. And the U.S. government lets us deduct the cost of these employees. And now I've moved over here, and every single expense I have is tax deductible because I'm over here running a foreign operation. And so there was just so many incentives here. And, you know, not only is it the quality of the employee, the cost of the labor, the tax benefits, it was just the most incredible opportunity that we had ever seen. So we decided to go at it in a pretty big way. And, you know, that's pretty much it. I mean, but we're selling real product. That we have an agent in China, in Foshan, China. And I just got back last week, my partner and I did, from going to different manufacturers with him. And we find products that we research and make sure with the key words. We go for long tails. We want 200 visitors a day, and we don't go in and try to attack the market from the front. We try to come in and you know, market through our keyword research. We look for long tail keywords that if we can find one keyword that will bring in 20 visitors a day, we want all of them. You know, and we know we can get them. That's what I say. We want to dominate the front page of the search engines with deep links into the site. And then we build the sites a little different. The store is only a part of the site. We use siloing and content to make the information about these keywords available to the search engines in a non-commercial way, and then try to funnel the traffic into the store. And like I say, and the goal is 200 a day, 200 visitors a day, make one sale, make about $50 off of that sale, and do it every single day for every single store. And we're right now in the process of building that network.
It's unbelievable. my jaw is just down. So I have a couple questions. Are you building your sites in, what are you using to build your sites?
Python. It came with,
they're custom.
I'll tell you this. We're using a program called Kraken, which is a kind of an expensive program, but it builds a site to perfection.
Okay.
That's anybody that's familiar with ThemeZoom and Russell Wright and Sue Bell and those people over there, they spent 8 years developing this program. So we blueprint the site, and that tells us exactly what keywords need to be in the headline, what keywords need to be in the headers, what keywords need to be in the copy inside the paragraphs. And so the writers are just given a lot of detail before they even sit down and start writing. And it blueprints the entire site. And by doing that, we know we have a site that's going to dominate. And we use altogether about 50 different tools, in the processes, but, I don't want to get into all that, but we try to do everything we do to perfection. We planned it out that way. And then something you told me in the seminar in Baraka, and it is so true. Philippine employees are excellent at doing repetitive tasks. And once they learn how to do something, they do it over and over and over, and they do it correctly. They do it timely. And it's a lot of American workers would say, this is such mundane stuff, they wouldn't want to do it, or they, they just don't get the job done. And here, it is, the work environment is just so different. They appreciate their jobs. I mean, and even though it looks like sometimes, I'm sure you feel this way too, John, sometimes you think you're exploiting these employees because you're paying so little, but it's pretty good money to them. It's a really good job for the Philippines. And like I said, when you actually add all the tax benefits and everything down, your payroll is down to less than $1.50 an hour. And every employee we have is a college graduate that speaks fluent English. And that's another thing you taught me.
I don't have anything to say, man. I mean, it's amazing. What you're doing is amazing. It's so cool. It's so cool.
I came to love the Philippines so much, John, that I moved here. And I don't have that much contact with employees. We had a kickoff. We just formed a new corporation because we were doing this as proprietors, and we decided we needed to change some things, and we named it Black Tiger Imports. It's a BBA, Black Tiger LLC, I'm better. And so we thought, well, we're going to throw a meeting and bring in all of our employees, because we had some employees in the Manila area and some down in Davao. And we brought them all into the Diamond Hotel, a nice hotel here, and treated them like royalty while we were here. And the whole, we called it Manila 2011, the Black Tiger is born. And now we're going to use that Black Tiger on all of our products. It's going to be our brand. We've got a logo, we're looking into marketing tablet PCs. They'll have the Black Tiger logo on them, luggage, Black Tiger logo. Each store will have the products. But we found that by meeting the manufacturers face-to-face, and having an agent, you don't want to go into China without an agent because there's nothing in English and nobody speaks English and you'll be so lost. But we had an agent that we met that set up all the meetings, and we just started dealing with these manufacturers. And once you show that you're willing to put in the investment to come and visit with them face to face, deals just start falling in your lap. And sometimes you can buy items that are just sitting in a warehouse, and if you buy 1,000 of them, you can get them for like 2 or 3 cents on the dollar. And those become one-time offers. But most of our other products are drop ship. We don't even touch them at all. As we sell, and here's the other thing, the business model works out great because whereas an affiliate marketer has to sometimes wait 120 days for their money, we get our money before we even buy the product. So it's a beautiful business plan.
Talk about some tips of people hiring Filipinos. Give me some tips. I mean, you have a different perspective. You're in the Philippines now. Give us some tips of people hiring Filipinos, what they can do to make it more effective.
Well, something that we discovered that you didn't have. When we first started, I had four girls and two guys. That was those first six employees. And neither one of the guys made it. They were gone within 2 or 3 months. And the girls all are still with me. Well, I think that one is not, but three of the four girls that I hired in my original girls, they've all been with me now for over a year. And so we kind of had a non-written rule that if you were going to work for us, you had to do everything a man could do and do it better in heels. And so we, and you can get by with that in the Philippines. There's no, you do that in the United States and you're going to be getting a federal lawsuit against you. But here you can hire all women if you want. We're not doing that now. We now have, we're back to hiring some men, but very selectively, because we just found that the Filipino women, and they put an A on it, but when it's women, are just the greatest workers in the world. And the men, I don't know, we just didn't have the same relationship, I guess. We weren't able to develop that the attitude that made them want to put forth their best efforts. It was hard to do. So I'm not going to say to focus on women, but I'm just going to say that what we experienced was that the women were more dedicated and more receptive to supporting the company goals than the men were. And so that's a tip you couldn't even use in the United States. But here, there's just a lot of flexibility in the way business is done.
You're not the first to tell me that. I've had a couple people tell me that. So, anything else? Any other tips? I mean, we've gone 25 minutes or so. Any other tips that you can give before we finish?
Well, I don't know exactly what tips I could give. I'll just say this: the Philippines is a country that you introduced me to. I would have never come here if it hadn't have been for John Jonas. And now I live here, and I don't have any plans of moving back to the United States other than to visit, because I absolutely love this country. I love the people. It's changed my life. That's all I tell you.
Sweet. Thank you, Marvin. This has been so good. I'm so thankful that, thankful that you got on this and did it with me. I'm glad that things are working out for you. It's great. So, thanks to everyone for listening, and go hire someone in the Philippines. Talk to you later.